Steve O'Malley said all along that it was within his role as county administrator to promote professional government. He worked with a pro-city administrator group in the spring when the issue went before voters, but was ultimately struck down. A group of concerned citizens argued that O'Malley violated ethics codes for using county time and resources, like email, to promote the position. The three-member county ethics board agreed with O'Malley, saying his actions were authorized by the La Crosse County Board and were consistent with advocacy in his profession. They also acknowledged his actions were transparent. Rick Kite is the ethics board chair.
The main thing that the county ethics board does and what the ethics code is trying to prevent is people taking advantage of their position in order to gain some kind of influence or advantage. And when we looked at the evidence, we just didn't find that there was anything like that going on.
But the attorney for the people who brought the complaint, Bernardo Cueto, disagrees with the board's findings.
It means that we have somebody in office now who pretty much has free rein to get involved in any local issue, even if it doesn't specifically impact La Crosse County, just because he think it might impact.
O'Malley says it's part of his job to get involved in politics, but he says he does not participate in partisan issues or races. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.